Hello everyone, day 17 of 2 months in the Gospel of Mark. Today we're going to read about a sick girl that Jesus healed. And this story is sort of split in the chapter 5. There's a little story in the middle we'll do tomorrow about Jesus healing a woman. But we're going to hear about this little girl and what happens because it's an incredible miracle. Are you ready? We're believing for great miracles. Mark 5, 21 to 24, and then we'll go on. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and he pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. We're going to go forward to the end of this story in verse 35. All right, flip to verse 35. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. He put them all out and he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. And he took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and walked, and she was about 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to tell anyone about this and told them, "Give her something to eat." Don't you love Jesus' heart for healing? This little girl, his family, sad. And my thought today is I need to believe that Jesus can do miracles in me and in our church. I need to believe for miracles. I need to believe that God is able. I need to believe that God is willing. And I think this is the atmosphere to see miracles of healing, freedom, deliverance, people getting jobs, just this attitude of all things are possible with God. Let me pray. Lord, I pray that we would believe, Lord, for miracles. And this is a beautiful miracle. And we know your heart for this little girl and your heart for us. I pray for freedom, healing. I pray for restoration of relationships. I pray for blessing and businesses. I pray for miracles. And I pray that we would truly say what your word says, that all things are possible with God today in Jesus' name. Amen. So my thought is all things are possible with God today. I believe it. Praying for you for your miracles. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.